This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
Wow, what a week it has been. And I haven't been on the air since earlier this week because Aria heads up the last two nights of shows. And I was on Monday with you and Captain Kickass. And the last 3 days have been pretty crazy as far as, you know, developments with this whole coronavirus situation. And the price of Bitcoin just falling off a cliff in the last 24 to 48 hours today, dropping below $6,000 per Bitcoin when, I don't know, a week ago it was around $9,600 per Bitcoin. So just a huge bloodletting in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general.
Which I think is a positive sign.
Well, personally. It means you can buy at a cheaper price.
Well, it means you can buy at a cheaper price. But also, I think that a lot of the Bitcoin whales had a lot of money at when the last crash started, not just Bitcoin, but other money. And I think they held the price of Bitcoin unnaturally high because they were trying to hodl and trying to, you know, do the things they do. I think that we'll really see a real recovery in the crypto market when BTC and BCH reach parity. Because
really,
yeah, what that will do will tell me is that things are being valued for what they can do and not for some, you know, extraneous reason, like, you know, mythology, or
sure,
we need to prop this up.
Or it's been there a long time.
Yeah.
Which is what Bitcoin is, why it's, you know, the top coin, even though it's not the best coin. It's just, it was there first. And so that's why it's got a huge, you know, market segment. So there's all kinds of things that we can talk about. If you want to weigh in here and share your thoughts, maybe your observations, what's going on where you are. I know that here in Keene, New Hampshire, where this show is based out of, where, by the way, there hasn't been any kind of, like, coronavirus anything. I think there's like a handful of cases in New Hampshire, maybe, but there's not anything like immediately around here that I've heard of. Nonetheless, the college has decided to call it quits on in-person classes as of the end of spring break. So I guess they're about to break at the end of this week, I think, for spring break, if I recall correctly. And then, you know, however long spring break is, 2 weeks or whatever it is, a week or two. Then when they come back, they're not having in-person classes through, I think, April 6th. At least.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. One of the interesting things about this virus is it has a very long incubation period. So, and a lot of that, the people are shedding the virus, but they're still asymptomatic. So they don't know
they're
sick. They haven't been to the doctor. They certainly haven't been tested, because you can't get tested, you know, unless you win the test kit lottery. So I think most of the cases in America that exist right now, nobody knows that they exist, including the person who's sick.
Yeah, so it's leading to some really crazy situations and, like, totally authoritarian situations with Ohio's governor banning gatherings of over 100 people. So much for the First Amendment of your right to assemble, according to these government goons. Now, if you have too many people in one place, they are going to reserve the right to break it up with a hit squad.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously I don't think that's right. I think it's foolish to have large gatherings at this point because, you know, you might end up killing a lot of your supporters. But, you know.
Well, I mean, if they're elderly, is this really affecting, you know, millennials?
I don't know what this is going to turn into. I really don't know where it's going to go.
My first thought was
it was being overblown.
Mm-hmm.
My second thought was it's being covered up. Now I just don't know. It could go either way.
Well, I mean, is it true that it's only really likely to kill elderly people and infants, you know?
It is true that in China it has largely, most of the deaths have been elderly people. Mm-hmm. And the people who think that this is a deliberate thing, or at least some of them, are saying that's the reason for the virus. The Chinese wanted to get rid of their useless eaters.
Mm.
And so if you can't work anymore, but you're still eating, well, we've got a little virus for you, and then we don't have to pay your Social Security anymore,
right,
or whatever their equivalent is
in
called.
In China, yeah. So if you want to weigh in, 855-450-FREE, it's hard to even pick where to start here because there's been so much news. But last night, I was actually elsewhere, and I happened to come across this news that Trump has banned travel. Have you heard about this? International travel to Europe or from Europe?
Yes, to and from Europe, except the UK. So basically the European Union. And I have no idea. Some people say, oh, well, he's got a hotel in the UK. Yeah, I think he's got a hotel in a lot of those countries, so I don't think that's it. But yeah, it's...
I do a chart here that Etor has just posted in our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm, where it shows age ranges, so demographics, looks like 10-year ranges, and then the amount of deaths by that decade.
Percentage or number
percentage,
of deaths?
Percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are over the age of 80, you have a 14.8% chance of death. According to this, if you are between 70 and 79, 8%, 60 and 69, 3.6%, 50 and 59, 1.3%, and then at 40 to 49, it drops to 0.4. So, yeah, I mean, if this was a designer, you know, virus, then it definitely seems to be designed to cull the oldest portions of the population out.
Yeah, which is definitely interesting. The other thing that I'm told, and I don't know if this is true, I haven't seen the numbers, but according to one of my sources on Facebook, if you take Asians out, the death rate drops to 1%.
Really?
So, which would be very interesting, but it would make sense if the Chinese were wanting to develop a virus like this, that they wouldn't, if they got caught, want the rest of the world to say, you killed 5% of our population. So if they tuned it to their own genome, then, you know, that would tend to irritate the rest of the world less, because we're used to the Chinese government killing Chinese people in great numbers. We may not like it, but we're not going to do anything about it.
Reuters is reporting on this travel ban, which I found absolutely outrageous, but that's what, I mean, the governments are just doing whatever it is they want to do in response to this, banning travel, banning assembly, just all kinds of crazy stuff that is, in many cases, I would argue, unconstitutional, but it doesn't matter. Once they claim a so-called state of emergency, as they've done in the state of Massachusetts and in some other places, and we can talk about that coming up here, it basically means the Constitution is completely out the window, and they can just do anything they want to do.
Well, it would be interesting to sue. And I wonder if anybody will. I suspect the ACLU won't be suing because they, I don't know.
Well,
maybe
they care about the First Amendment.
Maybe they will. They do a lot of good stuff.
A lot of First Amendment.
But they tend
work
to be kind of lefty in their view of government authority. They tend to see it as benign so long as it doesn't.
Not when it's in Trump's hands.
Huh?
Not when it's in Trump's hands.
That's true.
Yeah. Here's a story from Reuters. Bleary-eyed and stressed travelers scrambled at European airports to board flights to the United States on Thursday after Donald Trump announced sweeping travel restrictions to curb the spread of coronavirus. It's a 30-day travel order will apply to citizens of 26 European countries, excluding Britain and Ireland, as well as American citizens. They take effect from midnight on Friday. So it sounds like Americans can still leave these countries to get out of them. Maybe they can still go to them as well. 855 450 free, but that's going to hurt a lot of international business, a lot of tourism. 855 450 free, like freedom.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
up whatever you want here, though a lot of people obviously are concerned and talking about this coronavirus. I still think it's a lot overblown. I think the reaction is actually causing way more damage than the actual virus itself. People just deciding to stop doing the things they would normally do. We're seeing markets take a huge downturn. The Dow Jones, for instance, has been tumbling for days. Bitcoin price, we just checked it a moment ago. It's checking in at about $5,500, $5,600 right now.
When was it last at 10,000?
Within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I bought some at like 9,600 a little while back. Like,
wow.
Just within the last couple of weeks. So, like, we're seeing major disruptions. And also, you know, a lot of these conferences are canceling.
Mm-hmm.
So I do need to mention that LibertyCon is canceled. The one that we were going to go to at the end of this month or early April, they canceled it.
Yeah, I'm bummed. I was supposed to go down there, and I was also supposed to stop halfway down and see the stripper that I know from... from Facebook. And
well, you can still go.
I can still go. It's not worth the trip just
right.
for that.
I feel the same way. So you're seeing that enhance lots of conferences. I mean, pretty much anyone having a conference, it's canceled. E3, which is mm-hmm. a massive electronics expo, right? Like mm-hmm. with a ton of video games added, that's canceled. The SXSW in Austin, the humongous tech and music expo, which attracted in 2018, I looked at the numbers, 160,000 attendees in 2018. That's canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And they canceled it like a week before it was going to happen. So most people probably already had their travel plans set up, their plane tickets all set.
Vendors bought stock.
Yeah. And from what I understand, a lot of these conferences, music festivals too, the Ultra Music Festival in Miami canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not offering refunds to the people who are going to attend it. Now, that's going to upset a lot of people, and it's going to mean that if they do come back next year, as many of them intend to, a lot of their attendees are going to be so mad that they didn't get refunds this year, they're not going to come back. Now, some places, mm-hmm. according to one article like SSXW, initially had said that they weren't giving refunds, but then later they said they are going to give 2021 tickets. So if you held a 2020 mm-hmm. ticket, you can get a ticket for 2021, presuming the event actually happens in 2021.
And of course, if they're, you know, putting out deposits on things, the organizers, they may well not have the money to give refunds.
That's one of the problems.
Yeah,
they've already rented the facilities. They've paid their insurance coverage. They've done everything
right.
they got to do.
And their insurance, for the most part, isn't going to cover this because it's an act of God.
That's right.
Supposedly. Although I wonder, does that change if they can prove that
it was the government.
Actually an act of the Chinese government?
It's going to be a tough one to prove.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way they're going to prove that is if somebody in the lab that cooked it up comes out and says, yeah, we did this. I mean, how else are they going to prove it?
I don't know. My understanding is that looking at the DNA of a thing, you can pull some conclusions as to whether or not it's engineered. I don't think you could reliably say who engineered
mm-hmm.
it, but...
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Vaginatarian is on the line to start things up. I know she was planning on attending LibertyCon and now can't because they've canceled the event. Vaginatarian, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was going to call and talk about coronavirus at LibertyCon.
Uh-oh. Right as soon as we take your call, your connection went to crap, unfortunately, so it's hard to make out what you're saying. Do we have you?
Try again.
And we do not. We will try her back here in a little bit. Meanwhile, let's go back to the regular phones where Larry is on the line in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
How you doing, Ian and Nobody?
Hi, Larry.
Hey.
Is that the one who's going after the stripper? You better
what?
Be sure it ain't a bot if you ain't seen her in person, buddy. Hey, listen.
He's talking about your stripper friend.
Oh, what about
okay.
her?
What about her? She might be a... What is a bot?
A bot?
On the internet.
A robot.
Well, somebody that has a false identity.
Oh.
You might be a
like,
transvestite.
Catfish.
Yeah,
no, she's not a catfish. She's a real person.
How do you know? Yeah,
I think he's met her before. In real life.
But, okay, met her.
How you can tell.
I haven't met her in real life, but she's a politically engaged libertarian, and I've talked to her enough to know that she's a real person and she believes what she believes, and she posts pictures of herself at work, so on the regular with other people. So.
Larry, what were you calling about besides your concerns over the stripper on the internet?
Here's what I was calling about. Ever since you listen to the news every 30 minutes, quarantine, quarantine, quarantine. Well, you know, quarantine is a police action, right?
Well, yeah, you've got to have the cops in order to effectively quarantine someone. Otherwise, it's just the honor system.
Police action. If you don't obey, then you're going to be forcibly quarantined with the use of deadly force.
That's right.
So here,
that's
what they're doing is they're trying to get us used to that word and used to people flipping it off. Yeah, he's going to self-quarantine. Well, they ain't going to be able to have a home for you to go to quarantine, so they're going to have somewhere to take you to quarantine. And another thing, too,
they are destroying
this economy. I mean, most of the service economy that relies on conventions and so forth, the March Madness.
Yeah, if your business was convention-related, mm-hmm. you're fired at this point.
That's true. And you've done went out and spent so much money getting yourself geared up for these events and stuff and made all the concessions and stuff that you're making, and then your bars downtown are going to be vacant. So I just think that it's awful strange that nobody's talking about the opioid problems anymore, the shift in character of our most definite problem. And I don't think that
there's going to be more people using opiates if they get fired from their jobs and they they've got nothing going on. They're going to be severely depressed. They're going to turn to more drug use. They're going to be turning to more alcohol use. You're actually going to see more probably alcohol sales in the United States.
And for them to say that they're going to make everybody whole that goes through this situation, that makes me think that they got something to do with it, just like 9/11.
Now, who said they're going to make everyone whole?
That's what President Trump is saying, and the Democrats, too. We want to give more food.
Are they going to print more money out? Is that how they're going to do it? Because that's the only option.
Trump is
an idiot. And give you more money, but that's not going to help because you can't force somebody to come to your business if you have a business. You can't force them, especially after all this is going on with the schools closing down, teachers losing their money, being idle. And when is it going to come to a place where we have an employer, maybe employing 30 or 40,000 people, say, well, just don't come in today? So
we're already seeing people losing their jobs from various different companies who rely on tourism, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, I think it was SXSW fired a third of their employees right out the gate because they can't afford to pay them. There's no event. Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you know, as he was pointing out, this spreads into other areas. The bars in downtown Austin or wherever, they're not going to have the business they were expecting to have this week. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow lost more than 2,100 points, the biggest single-day point loss. The major stock indexes lost more than 9% or more as bad news regarding the coronavirus continues to be reported. Although when it comes to the stock market, Chris Hogan with Ramsey Solutions tells Fox News,
"We know we are definitely inside of a bear market and things are looking rough right now, but I'm reminding people that we've been here before. As we've walked through the situation with SARS and swine flu and post 9/11. So I'm telling people while drama may be going on, we must remain calm."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is canceling next week's scheduled recess to continue to work on the coronavirus crisis. Republicans are working with the White House on crafting an economic relief package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want here. Just dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody for future governor of New Hampshire.
Liberty.menu is where you can go if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you really ought to have your business or the thing that you do, maybe you're an events coordinator and you're still going to have one this year, or you create digital content. There are categories for all of those things over at liberty.menu. Basically, it's like a libertarian business directory, and you can rate and review other people's businesses, plus there's a bit of a social networking aspect to it as well. So head on over to liberty.menu. You can use it for free. It doesn't cost anything but whatever time it takes you to go and add things to it. And so head over there and check it out. You can use code FTL on your listener or your user profile there, and you get a Free Talk Live listener badge for doing that. It's liberty.menu. As we continue here, we were talking about the fallout from these various different cancellations. We haven't even gotten into how government gangs are handling this situation, with the state of Massachusetts governor declaring a state of emergency. Now, what does that mean? Well, usually,
quick, somebody panic.
Yeah, usually it means they can do whatever they want to do, Constitution be damned. But we actually started out by talking about this Trump travel ban, with a 30-day travel ban going into effect, I think today, if I'm not mistaken, or very, very soon. Yeah, I think it's today. that is affecting 26 European countries. We could talk more about that as well. But your calls and thoughts are welcome.
Yeah, the thing about the travel ban, the thing about everything that they're trying to do to prevent people from getting it is with the incubation period that it has, you're going to encounter so many people before you're sick or know that you're exposed that I don't think they can do anything but slow it down. It doesn't. Yeah. It seems unlikely to me. I mean, they can't stop the flu, and the flu is easier to stop in a lot of ways, especially 2 to 3 day incubation period for the flu. So you shed for 2 days, but then, oh, I'm sick, I'm staying home. And, but if that's weeks, think of how many people you encounter in a week, and then...
Not many. I stay in my house.
Well, I was going to say, and then consider the difference between, like, you and me and normal people. Because, you know, we're both kind of hermity. But, you know, normal people are out there. They're going to the bar every night and encountering X number of people, you know? They're going to a crowded workplace every day.
A lot of workplaces are sending people home.
A number of people.
A lot of workplaces are saying...
or making it optional.
Right. If you can work from home, we want you to work from home, basically. And that's kind of an interesting development, is now because of necessity, or at least the feeling of necessity, people are coming up with ways to work from home, which, you know, is a good thing, I think, for a lot of folks. Who doesn't want to work from home? That's like a nice perk.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing will be to see if there's a way to stop this thing. It's like the Chinese, if you believe their numbers are having a fall in the number of cases they're seeing. But, you know, the other reason that people are more scared of this than the flu is there's a flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the flu season, the flu kind of goes away for a while.
Maybe this will not have a season. Maybe this will be all year long.
Maybe it will be from here till eternity.
Who knows? Although I mean,
obviously, if it becomes a fact of life that this thing is floating around, then we would almost certainly see effective responses to it.
Well, there's a headline here that says that China says the coronavirus epidemic peak has passed. So they believe that it is on its way out.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to when I said if you believe their numbers, it's on the downside. But the thing is, the Chinese lie so much.
The Chinese government.
The Chinese government. This is not Chinese people. Right. I love Chinese people. I study Kung Fu. I love the culture. I love Taoism and the Tao Te Ching.
Yeah, me too.
I'm talking about the Chinese government. It's like what I say, the Americans do this. Well, I don't do this, but the American government does it.
Yeah, I think it's important to be clear about that. So let's continue.
Thank you.
What do we got here? Larry, he's on the line in Georgia. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you would let me put over a Facebook group, pro-libertarian.
You want to promote it? Okay. What is it?
The Southside Freedom Community for people to connect on the south side of Atlanta.
Okay. What is it that's so cool about it?
I don't know. I'm just trying to connect all these counties on the south side of Atlanta, so libertarians can network together.
I think it's a good idea.
I wish we had a radio station there in Atlanta so you could actually, like, you know, reach some more people, because I don't know how many of our internet listeners are actually listening in that area.
Well, maybe you could cross-promote and put a link to Free Talk Live in your group.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be appreciated, Larry. Anything you actually want to talk about? Because, you know, it's way better to actually talk about stuff than just call and promote something.
I had something a couple of days ago, but I then forgot what it was. A couple of guys in the group already talk about Free Talk Live.
Okay, groovy.
Well, what are you seeing as far as people? Are they freaking out about coronavirus down there?
Yeah, it's going crazy. I'm listening to a lot of wrestling news clips, and they're talking about canceling WrestleMania this year.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Now we're getting big.
Did you hear that they canceled, like, one of those basketball tournaments? Like, a something 10, the Big 10 or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
They canceled the Big 10?
I don't know what it's called.
League?
I don't know what it's called.
That's the league that the University of Michigan is in.
I honestly don't know. I remember hearing something about a 10-something or other with some kind of sports thing. I was on the phone with some program directors today, and they're having a deal with it. They're just canceling the whole thing, because I'd heard that there was this March Madness, which is not the same thing, I don't think. Mm-hmm. The March Madness, they've said they're going to do games, but only close. You can't go to the games. You can't, like, attend. So I guess this 10
thing is
different.
Can I bring this up to y'all?
Huh?
Can I bring this up to y'all? How do y'all feel about Vernon Supreme? I feel like
love
he's
him.
A clown, man. And I love him.
Well, really? Let me tell you, you hit on it, and I'm going to say exactly what you said back to you with a different inflection. He's a clown. He gets people's attention by making them laugh. He makes them think by making them laugh. And it's very important to view that, because a lot of the people who vote for Vermin Supreme are going to be voting for the system is a joke. And that's actually one of his slogans. The system is a joke. Let's make it a funny one. So to me, when I promote voting for Vermin Supreme, I'm promoting voting against the system. Because we know he's never going to take office. But let's face it, everything's rigged. Nobody we put forward is ever going to take office. You know?
Yeah, but
the media's
like
rigged. The electoral system is rigged. The government is rigged. Everything is rigged. As George Carlin said, it's a great big club controlling things, and we're not in it, and we will never be in it. And no amount of honestly playing the game will get us into it, because the system is hopelessly corrupt.
Larry, I know you're trying to get in there with your thoughts. If you want to hang on, we'll give you a chance to explain how you feel about Vermin. More coming up here in moments. I love the guy. I think he's incredibly entertaining and really intelligent. 855 450 free. If I were at the Libertarian Convention, which I'll never be because it would be awful, but if I were there, I'd definitely vote for Vermin Supreme in their primary. More coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. We're going to get back to Discord here in just a moment. But also, your calls and thoughts are welcome here tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. They say that you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we go back to Larry in Griffin, Georgia, he had called with a question about Vermin Supreme, one of the candidates who is seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination this year. And he's got my support, and it sounds nobody like he's got your support as well on this.
I will definitely support him if he is nominated. I will support whoever the Libertarian candidate is.
Sure, but I'm asking you, who do you support
primary
for the nomination?
I like Vermin for the nomination. Mm-hmm. I think that what he offers is a very valid path forward, and I'm kind of I've got a name for it. I want to start it, the Motley Caucus, and okay. Motley was what they called the uniforms of jesters, and I would, as nobody running for office, I would be in that caucus, you know, because my candidacy also is based on performance art. But the other guys, I mean, I love Adam Kokesh.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, there's no bad people up on that stage is the thing. And none of them are going to get everything they want. So, you know, whichever any of those libertarians, I think, would be acceptable to me. I've got questions about a couple.
Larry, but you called him a clown earlier, but to me, he's just the clown we need at just the right time because, you know, what's the old saying? If you're going to tell people the truth, you better make them laugh or they'll kill you?
Yeah, yeah, we don't want them getting nailed any trees.
Anyway, Larry, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like he's mocking the philosophy. I mean, one thing, when I started researching libertarian, probably in the early, I don't know, O's, it was all about laissez-faire capitalism, and now he's saying he's a socialist, and we're inviting socialists into the mix. I don't like that fact.
What do you mean he's saying he's a socialist?
I have never heard him say he's a socialist, and, you know, I've partied with the guy.
Yeah, we've talked to him when he's got the boot off.
Yeah. I would suggest that you watch the have you seen the recent libertarian debates?
I saw the one in Nevada. Somebody posted that, and I reposted in the group.
Okay.
And they had John Mott in there.
Was Berman in character or out of character for that?
He was out of character for the Nevada one.
Okay. Was he talking about socialism?
No, but I thought he's listed as libertarian socialism. Or what he claims to be a French candidate.
Yeah, see, he's never said anything like that to me. I think he appeals to a lot of people on the left. But the thing is, I mean, basically the platform he supports, libertarian socialists are not the same as, like, state socialists. They're people who want to start communes, basically. They might have grander dreams than that, but have you seen them? They're not going to pick up a gun and make those grander dreams happen. So what they're going to end up doing is starting little voluntary communes, and well, that's great. Let them. You know, I might start one myself.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see. Honestly, I don't know what Berman has been saying on the campaign trail. I only see him when he comes here to New Hampshire, and I record video, and it's usually he's in character at the time, and it's just hilarious. But I would, for one, would love to see the Bernie Bros and the Yang Gang coming, because I know he's been promoting to the Yang Gang recently, like, oh, well, Yang Gang sold you out. The Yang guy, he's endorsed Biden. So he's like, come on over to the Berman camp, and it looks like a lot of them would be willing to. I think it'd be hilarious to have the reverse happen of what's happened the last two times, when a bunch of Republicans invaded the Libertarian Convention and nominated Gary Johnson and then some other Republican guys like Bill Weld for the presidential nominee, and to have the opposite happen, to have a bunch of gang gangers and other lefties come into the convention and nominate Berman Supreme. I think it would be hilarious.
Yeah, I would love, and I'm in Yang Gang groups. I'm not in any Bernie groups because I get thrown out of those really fast. The fastest groups I got thrown out of were Bloomberg groups. But so I don't go in there and be strident, but I go in there, and when there's an opportunity, you know, I try to, I try to reach out. But imagine if we had something to offer left libertarians, like a cryptocurrency that automatically contained in a universal basic income, like Yang wanted. Okay.
But done voluntarily.
Voluntarily. Yeah. You use it's part of the coin, and it's not the only coin in circulation. So, but every time you spend it, you're making a contribution to the cause. Now, these are people who say that they want a UBI, they want it paid for by taxes. So then we go and challenge them, and we say, okay, well, if you're willing to pay taxes for it, are you willing to use this coin, where 10% or 3% or 1% or whatever percent of the transaction value is used, is just distributed to the people.
Odds are that's not going to be ready in time for this election, but you know, it would be good to see
it's
the libertarians.
A concept.
It would be good to see the libertarians reaching out to the left instead of just the right, because that's the way it's felt for the last two election seasons. And so maybe this would be a little bit of a balancing act.
See, I was on the left before I became a libertarian. My last duopoly vote was for Bill Clinton the first time, because, you know, I'd only seen Republicans and I knew they were awful, so I thought I was a Democrat. And besides, I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So I definitely didn't feel welcoming necessarily, a lot of the talk that I heard around the libertarian, as somebody coming from the left. And we do need to have both left libertarians and right libertarians working together when we can.
Larry, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I got one more question. What's the difference between a civil libertarian and an anarchist?
A civil libertarian? Is that what you said?
Yeah, civil libertarian. I know there's right libertarians and civil libertarians, which civil libertarians are.
A civil libertarian, that's something you'll hear in the press,
mm-hmm.
and it refers to people who consider civil liberties important. So it's not necessarily, like, it's not a political affiliation, it's more like an interest group. So, like, the ACLU would be described as civil libertarians.
Yeah, and ANCOM is an anarcho-communist. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's try to bring Vaginitarian back on here. I think she said she's on a better internet connection on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me now, guys?
We got you. Go ahead.
Cool. So I was just going to talk more about the crazy coronavirus, because it is just affecting, like, way more than it should be, I think.
I totally agree.
I have every aspect of my life seems to have been touched by coronavirus, and I don't even have it, like, not sick at all, haven't encountered anybody, haven't traveled, but yet my sister may be out of work, my mom may be out of work, I can't go to LibertyCon now, it's just interfering with my...
Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening with your family and, you know, what you're experiencing? If you can, hang on. We can bring you back to do that here in just a moment. More with Vaginitarian. As she said, you know, she doesn't know anybody who's actually infected, but yet it's affecting her life.
And let me give you some perspective. Go out and look at some of the videos of what's happening to people in China as a result of this virus. It could get much, much worse.
We got more coming up here, and you'll have to tell us what you mean by that in a moment here, nobody. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you want to join us here, plus the travel ban, states declaring states of emergency. What's New Hampshire's response so far? And you can bring up anything that's on your mind here. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. sales.freetalklive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.